Our number is 800-222-5222. I'm going to go out to a different gym. Again, at the top of the hour, we'll be speaking with Wendy Patrick regarding the controversy between Ann Coulter and Delta Airlines. And maybe this gym will have something to say about that. Jim Roop.
Hey, Doctor, how are you?
I'm good. We're going to talk about Caitlyn Jenner, though, first, right?
Yes, absolutely. She has said that she is considering a bid for the U.S. Senate. And if that happens, she could be the first transgender U.S. senator in our nation's history. Last year, last election, there was a woman in Utah, a transgender woman in Utah, Misty Snow, who ran against the incumbent, Mike Lee. She lost that election. So now Caitlyn Jenner stands poised to be the first transgender U.S. senator. The only problem with that Kate Jenner has is that she's a Republican.
Is that a problem? Doesn't anybody see an irony if she were to be able to, if she actually gains the seat somewhere?
Well, that's part of the thing. She's a Republican. She's a Trump supporter. That could play against her, but the LGBT community might get behind her, which is largely Democrat, so that could change things a little bit for her, in her favor, yes. But there are so many people who, in spite of Donald Trump seemingly anyway being fairly pro-LGBT issues or equality issues, they still have problem with some of his agenda.
Well, wouldn't it, though, be a crazy whether or not she gets elected, I don't have an opinion, but I think I'd love to see the campaign, because it would challenge everybody's everything. You're going to have Trump coming out in her support of her. You're going to challenge the LGBT community to really think about how they balance these issues. I guess she would just be evaluated not as an LGBT candidate, but really just on her merits, right?
Except it'll be largely LGBT equality issues that she would like to tackle. That's what she has said. And what she's really trying to figure out is over the next 6 months, what's best? Can I do more on the outside, meeting with people, being an activist, that kind of thing? Or can I do more from the inside? Can I change anything from the inside?
Let me ask you this. Do you think her agenda from the LGBT perspective would coincide with a more Democratic position or a Republican position? So she runs as Republican, but with Democratic sort of policy concerns?
Absolutely. I think that chokes you up that's very, very strange. It's almost a dichotomy.
So I like that. I like it. I think that would challenge. That's the kind of thing we need to challenge the voters with these days.
I agree. So that'll be interesting to see what she decides to do over the next 6 months or so. But she likes politics. She's flirting with this idea. Dianne Feinstein's 84 years old. We don't really know if Dianne Feinstein's going to run again. You know, in my opinion, she should retire and enjoy the rest of her life.
She's great, though. She's so good.
Yeah.
I mean, whether or not you agree with her particular policies, positions, I'm not even commenting on, but it's just, she's such a statesman, or a stateswoman, however you like to conceive of it.
Been so much.
Yeah.
In her life, even being in there when Harvey Milk was shot and killed, she's just a staple.
You have to have, again, you may have disregard, you may not like her policies, but you have to have full respect for her career and the work she's done and her integrity and whatnot.
This will be interesting. Sure.
It will be interesting. So Jim, let's you and I run. We'll take on Dianne Feinstein's position. You can be my junior senator.
I'll vote for you. I'll carry your bag. I can't sit at a desk, man. I can't do it.
Oh, my God. It's so funny. I want to ask you about of course, I'm talking to Jim Roop, KBC News correspondent. I want to ask you about the Ann Coulter thing in just a second, but I remind people that the high-low game, keep an ear out for it. The hours are changing every day, so you have to listen for that cue to call, but be between 5 after and 25 after. And we will also give you that contest line number. Any thoughts about that Ann Coulter Delta Airline controversy?
I think anybody high profile should not tweet.
Well,
it just looks bad. I get that she might have been angry at some at what happened, but it doesn't look good for her. It doesn't look good for Delta. And you know, Delta came out. Delta even said they tried to reach out to her, but it was just sort of a rant, and it went on late into Sunday night. It wasn't just one or two comments. It was this continuous ranting about how lousy that airline is, and with absolutely no consideration for what may have been the issue. I mean, just that the people were bad, the airline stinks. And she even took a picture of the person that to which her seat was given, as if to say, "What kind of person is this?" It just doesn't smell right.